1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Legislation for Arizona to repeal the state's near-total abortion ban law from 1864 is on its way to being signed into law. More from CBS's Stacey Lynch.
Arizona revised statutes is repealed.
14 Democrats in the Senate were joined by two Republicans.
I support your decision. I vote yes.
Voting in favor of repealing the bill, which narrowly cleared the Arizona House last week. The law bans abortion at nearly all stages of pregnancy and threatens abortion providers with prison sentences. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it, clearing the way for the state's 15-week limit to remain state law. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Florida's 6-week ban on most abortions is now in effect. There has been violence at an encampment at UCLA with counter-protesters attacking pro-Palestinian demonstrators. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino.
The University of California President Michael V. Drake released a statement saying in part that they will, quote, do all we can to protect these protests and demonstrations, but disruptive, unlawful protests that violate the rights of our fellow citizens are unacceptable and cannot be tolerated. No action has been taken by the university to clear the encampment or the pro-Israeli demonstration alongside it.
15 people were injured. Secretary of State Blinken was in Israel, where correspondent Remy Incendio says he and Prime Minister Netanyahu were still at odds over a possible invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza.
Another sticking point to a ceasefire, aid to Gaza. The UN warns of impending famine. Blinken toured routes being ramped up and rebuilt into the strip and called for more.
It needs to be accelerated. It needs to be sustained.
And for the first time, aid started flowing through a reopened border crossing destroyed on October 7th, as Gazans rallied to thank U.S. university students for their protests in solidarity.
Police in Fort Worth, Texas, are looking into details about the wounding of 6 people in a shooting outside an apartment complex. Officer Brad Perez.
The initial details stated that there were several individuals that were shot at this location. When those officers arrived, they located a total of 6 different gunshot victims. The age range of all of these victims, at the oldest being 19, the youngest being 3.
Officer Perez says they are actively investigating the incident. Rock and roll pioneering guitarist Duane Eddy has died. He sold over 100 million records, putting the twang into hits like this one. There was Rebel Rouser, 40 Miles of Bad Road, Cannonball. His manager tells CBS News Eddy died in Franklin, Tennessee, surrounded by his wife and family. He was 86. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. 1 in 5 Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in Indy for Game 6 in their best-of-7 series. Milwaukee down 3-2 to the Pacers. Giannis and Damian Lillard, again listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers' Willy Adames hit 2 home runs against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. One in the third, another in the 7th inning. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again, and it's over his head and gone again. A 2-homer game for Willie Adames. Adames.
The Brewers went on to win 7-1 to win the series. Manager Pat Murphy serving a two-game suspension following Tuesday night's contest, so his assistant, Ricky Weeks, took over.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight as lows bottom out in the lower to middle 40s. And there may be one or two showers, but really the better chance will arrive during the daytime hours of Thursday. Some of that rain could be locally heavy. Highs in the mid and upper 50s. Right now it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk with the Milwaukee County Zoo about why it's important to keep the Endangered Species Act and all things sports with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. One of the big revelations in, although I don't think it was a revelation, actually, but it kind of got everybody's attention, was the cover story in Time Magazine yesterday about what Trump will do if he becomes president. By the way, I would add, everything he basically bragged about or claimed or whatever the right word is stuff that is, by and large, endorsed by Project 2025. In other words, it's not just Trump. Now, you know, the killing people part, I think that probably is just Trump, unless Kristi Noem, becomes the presidential nominee of the GOP in 4 years. But basically any Republican who is put into office, who goes through the Project 2025 thing, which they're all basically obligated to do, is going to have to, for example, in this case, okaying the individual states monitoring pregnant women. I mean, just imagine this. This is the question that was put to Donald Trump was, you know, should pregnant women be monitored by the states? So how does this work? You're a young woman. You think, you know, you've got a home pregnancy test. It says, yes, you're pregnant. You go to your doctor's office to find out how the pregnancy's going and, you know, what's up. And, you know, after you leave, the doctor calls the police because the law requires the doctor to call the police. The police are informed that you're now pregnant. And later that day, when you're back home, a friendly police officer shows up at your home with an ankle monitor that has Wi-Fi or Bluetooth telemetry attached to it. And they attach this thing to your ankle, and it not only tells the police where you are at all times, but it monitors your blood pressure, your temperature, your heartbeat rate, you know, the simple stuff that you can monitor with something just on your ankle that would indicate whether you've gone through anesthesia, like having an abortion, or whether you have taken an abortion pill, which would, you know, change your blood pressure rate and your heartbeat rate, all those kind of things. Basically, it's their way of monitoring, and maybe it would even be, you know, one of these invasive instruments. You know, you've seen these, the ones that you slap on the back of your arm that monitor your blood sugar levels. I forget what they're called. They advertise them on TV, but you know what I'm talking about. And they actually have a little pin in the middle of it that goes in, you know, that goes under your skin, and it's constantly monitoring the serum, the clear liquid in your blood for blood sugar levels. Well, they don't just have to measure blood sugar levels. They can measure hormone levels. And of course, if you do a medication abortion, your hormone levels are going to change because the mifepristone is going to, you know, wildly alter them. Or it could just be looking for drugs like mifepristone or any other drug. You know, are you drinking alcohol? Hey, if this woman is drinking alcohol and she's pregnant, throw her in jail for a month or hold her in jail until the birth. So anyhow, this is the scenario that Republicans in red states are actually seriously talking about. You've got a half a dozen red states now that have already or are in the process of criminalizing women leaving the state to get an abortion. I mean, this is real Handmaid's Tale stuff. So Eric Cortalesa asked Donald Trump, what do you think? You know, states, you know, as president, would you be okay with states monitoring pregnant women? And Trump's response was quite clear. He said, I think they might do that. Again, you'll have to speak to the individual states. Ankle monitors for pregnant women? Trump says the states are going to have to make those decisions. So here we are. We're this far away, right? 6 months away from the possibility that Donald Trump becomes president of the United States and, you know, signs a national abortion ban. Republicans in Congress are already talking about it. You know, whether it, and Trump, you know, had endorsed a 15-week abortion ban. Viability is typically 20 to 24 weeks. So where does this go? I don't know, but it's pretty grim stuff. And I'm just shocked that this is not the lead story on the news all across the country right now. I mean, they're all hysterical about students at Columbia University. Oh my God, oh my God. But how about women wearing ankle bracelets? This, I mean, you know, Trump endorsed this yesterday. Or, you know, whenever Eric, what's his name, Cortalesa interviewed him. But it was published yesterday. Speaking of published, this week the Republican Party in Washington State, the state just north of us, you know, Seattle and Tacoma and Olympia and all that, they had their convention last week. And the Republican base, this is from the Seattle Times, I'll just read it. The Republican base, it turns out, is now opposed to democracy. Their words, not mine. After the candidates left, the convention's delegates got down to crafting a party platform. This one called for restrictions on voting. The delegates called for an end to all mail-in voting. Now, let me just add, you know, just like Washington State is one of five states that are all mail-in voting. I just got, you know, my ballot is arriving today. I got the email from the post office showing that my ballot is arriving today. The voter guide, this kind of TV guide booklet, it's fairly thick this time. It's three quarters or half an inch thick, you know, that explains all the, you know, what's going on and who the races are and or who, you know, who are in all the races and what they are. You know, all the details of that. It's just so convenient to vote by mail. And what it does is it increases voter response. We have among the highest voter turnout rates in the country. Why? Because, hey, they mail it to you. You fill it out. You sit at your coffee, you know, your dining room table or your coffee table and, you know, with your laptop and just kind of go through all the obscure races. You know, who's this guy who's running for city council? What's this judge? You know, what does this ballot measure mean? You know, who's endorsing it and who's not. You can look it up online. You can look at the voter guide and vote, you know, intelligently, which I always found a challenge. You know, when we lived in Michigan or New Hampshire or Vermont or Washington, D.C., and I'd have to go in and vote, and there would be these things on the ballot that I had no idea what they were. Who is this judge? I never heard of him. Or what does this ballot measure really mean? Or, you know, who is this woman who's running for city council? Well, with mail-in ballots, you can actually do your homework, which is just great. So anyhow, the Republican Party in Washington State said they wanted to end that. Instead, back to the piece by Seattle Times, instead we would have one day only in-person election with photo ID and paper ballots and no use of tabulating machines or digital scanners to count them. But that's just the beginning. Then they wanted to overturn the 17th Amendment. And this is now officially part of the Republican Party's platform in Washington State. Quote, This is from one of the people who stood up in on behalf of this. Quote, we are devolving into a democracy because congressmen and senators are elected by the same pool. This is from one of the Republican delegates at the convention. We do not want to be a democracy, she said. They then kicked it up a notch. They passed a resolution calling on people to stop using the word democracy. Quote, we encourage Republicans to substitute the words republic and republicanism where previously they have used the word democracy. Every time the word democracy is used favorably, it serves to promote the principles of the Democratic Party, the principles of which we ardently oppose. We oppose legislation which makes our nation more democratic in nature. One of the delegates standing in favor of this resolution said, the same people who select the baboons in Olympia are the ones selecting your senators. In other words, we're Republicans. We hate democracy. This is, I mean, you know, it's echoes of yesterday. I had a guy call in and he was talking about the Democrat Party, which is, you know, one of my favorite. You want to make me crazy, call in and talk about the Democrat Party. And, you know, I pointed out to him that the history of that phrase, Democrat Party, because there is no Democrat Party in the United States. The party is called the Democratic Party. It was named by Thomas Jefferson as the Democratic Republican Party. And then in the 1820s, they dropped the word Republican from the name, and it just became the Democratic Party. And it's been, and it's our oldest political party. Our oldest continuously in existence political party. The Republicans didn't come along until 1856. This was in, you know, the 1790s. And so I pointed out to him that where that Democrat Party came from was Joe McCarthy, Tail Gunner Joe, back in 1956, telling Republicans, don't ever call the Democratic Party the Democratic Party. It sounds too democratic. People like democratic. People like democracy. So instead, call it, and this is a verbatim quote from Joe McCarthy, call it the Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat. And that's exactly what Republicans have been doing ever since 1956. It's what they do on Fox so-called news all day long. It's the Democrat Party. It's the Democrat. You know, it's quack, quack, quack. You can always tell who's listening to right-wing talk radio, right-wing hate radio, or watching Fox so-called news. Because they refer to the Democrats as the Democratic Party as the Democrat Party. So, anyway, just wanted to lay those two stories out for you. I've got a Hunter and a Farmer's World alert on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about. There's an awful lot going on. Trump's trial is paused today because Judge Mershon has his mental health hearing. And apparently, Steve Bannon is in court today about his scam, fundraising scam to build the wall. We'll see how that goes.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, Set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more, you're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and then they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Yeah, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies to string out your debt for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They'll find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They stop those threatening phone calls, and they do it without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. We published a piece over at Hunter and a Farmer's World, ADHD, hunterandafarmersworld.com, titled, Is ADHD Useful in Our Workplace? This went out yesterday. And, you know, I think the answer is yes. The Wall Street Journal has been writing about this, about how, you know, job hoppers, people who only work, you know, in a place for a year or two, or sometimes even less, are generally not wanted by employers. And there's been this new trend in the last decade or so of actually looking for job hoppers because they bring with them the knowledge of multiple other corporate cultures. They bring with them the knowledge of multiple other ways to do things in the business, in the context of the business. Yes, it can be expensive to hire and retrain people, but this, and the job hopping is, of course, associated with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. So I just thought it was absolutely fascinating that the Wall Street Journal was talking about this. You can read the whole thing over at hunterinafarmersworld.com. The title is ADHD Useful in Our Workforce? I think you'll find it interesting, if nothing else. So, yeah. All right, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Paul in Benton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I think your commentary at the beginning of the program was spot on about, you know, the Republicans. And I mean, it's basically it's a death cult. You look at the guns, the abortion thing, and you just look at COVID. I mean, when they were all hunkered down on, you know, the insurrection on January 6th, and they were all locked in these secure rooms together, Republicans refused to put on masks, you know. And it's just not, they're also into the cruelty of it, the brutality.
Yeah.
You know, they
want
to make...
That's why Kristi Noem thought killing her dog would make her popular.
Yeah, yeah. That just goes to show you how sick these people are that are voting for these people.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I'm just shocked that there's so many just sick, sociopathic people around us. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because I'll go out of the house and, you know, I'll go, shopping or whatever, whatnot, and I'll look around me and I'll think to myself, you know, probably half of these people want to see me dead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, it's a wild one. By the way, it looks like Trump's vice presidential picks have come down to Marco Rubio or J.D. Vance. And the problem with Rubio is that because he's a Florida resident, he can't be on the ticket with Trump, who's a Florida resident. But he could claim that he has a home in Washington, D.C., too. He could claim that that's his primary residence, and it probably is, actually, and get around that. So, but J.D. Vance, wow. Rubio. Rubio, the advantage of Rubio is he speaks Spanish, and that's the group that Trump wants. So,
I don't know, Tom. I just hope for the best.
Yeah, wild times here. Paul, thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the truth is, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. Arizona's governor says she'll sign a bill passed by the state legislature to repeal the 1864 abortion ban. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Phoenix.
Abortion is legal here in Arizona until 15 weeks' time. So that's what they will go back to, unless there is this ballot initiative in November, which would be much less restrictive.
Unrest continues on the campus at UCLA with demonstrations against the war in Gaza. This student says that's counterproductive.
I don't believe in loss of innocent life. That's not something I stand for. But this is atrocious, and this is not helping anything.
Six people were wounded in a shooting outside of an apartment complex in Fort Worth, Texas. Police Chief Neil Noakes says four were children.
There's absolutely no reason anybody should be conducting themselves in such a violent, careless, heartless way that children should be shot. And unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with because someone chose to do something that stupid.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Law enforcement says an active shooter threat has been neutralized outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, just west of Madison. The person was detained outside the building. Nobody was hurt except the alleged assailant. An emergency alert was sent to phones in the community late in the morning that warned people about the situation. Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha, downplaying charges against him in a series of indictments that have kept him off the campaign trail.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters in Wisconsin support Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head to head. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Benson and Stabler still haven't kissed, much to the dismay of fans, but viewers might get their wish. The two staples of the Dick Wolf Law & Order franchise have teased fans for the better part of two decades regarding their unrequited romance. Mariska Hargitay says they almost kissed on season 24 in an episode of SVU, but the show's producers bailed at the last minute. When the actors saw that there was nothing written kiss-wise in season 25, they were surprised. Chris Maloney's character, Elliot Stabler, left SVU after 12 years. Now he heads up the cast of the show Law & Order Organized Crime, where there has been lots of crossover with SVU. Hargitay says it still might happen, but they want to hold the tension and do what is realistic for the characters, hinting that fans should not give up yet. There's always season 26, or 27, or 42. The show will never end. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight as lows bottom out in the lower to middle 40s. And there may be one or two showers, but really the better chance will arrive during the daytime hours of Thursday. Some of that rain could be locally heavy. Highs in the mid and upper 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin rapper Matt Harper, who will perform in studio, and then comedian, comedy teacher, and screenwriter Rich Williams joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yes, improved margins, everything you need to grow all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And picking up your calls here, Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to call and comment on the poor state that our entire media system is doing, mainly cable TV, let's be honest, the major networks. And I'm especially want to focus on CNN and MSNBC. And they seem to be neglecting a lot of very important stories that are going on simultaneously. And I think it's on purpose because it would just invite a lot of controversy and create a lot of headaches with their advertising.
For example,
like how about more settlements on the West Bank? The Israelis, I think every president since Carter, except for Trump, has publicly stated they're for a two-state solution, and they want the settlements to stop on the West Bank.
Right.
And the Israelis have ignored it every time.
Yeah.
And it's clearly in violation of international law. And I just heard an excellent history podcast. Ronald Reagan, when he was in the White House, he had some major headaches with Menachem Begin and Ariel Sharon and the conduct of the Israeli military in the Lebanese Civil War in the early 1980s, I believe. It's an excellent podcast. And the Reagan administration voted against Israel in the UN, I think they said 23 times.
Whoa. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I know Eisenhower had a big fight, you know, with Israel, you know, over the Suez Canal.
Right.
But, yeah.
And then another comment on the media. My mother-in-law consumes Christian television, and we were down there on a weekend for a visit, and she was watching her show, and then after that, the Christian news came on, and it was just mind-blowing what they were talking about. But basically, I'd like to speculate, or have you speculate, how many Americans believe that this current conflict is foretold in the Bible, it's biblical, it's expected, we want it to happen, and millions of people are going to have to die so Jesus will come back. What percentage would you put that number at for the American voting public?
Probably about a third.
30%?
Yeah, it'd be my guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy. And that's never talked about, you know?
Well, and then it got popularized in the 70s. I mean, Hal Lindsey had that late great Planet Earth book, and then you had the Left Behind series, Tim LaHane, and I forget his writing partner's name. That was in the 80s and 90s, and they've sold like 100 million copies of those books. I mean, they're very, very popular.
Right.
These rapture books.
And then, can I close out with another short point? I just wanted to, kind of a rhetorical question. Do you know why the Israelis use dumb bombs in the Gaza Strip in that area?
I don't.
It's because they're saving all the good precision munitions for the next war. And that's what we all got to think about.
How do you know that?
Another story that we don't talk about. Well,
is that speculation?
Netanyahu and Likud have said that they're not going to allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon, correct?
Sure.
Right. So if Trump gets back in the White House, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So this is speculation on your part. You don't have...
Right.
You know, yeah.
Right. Okay. But that entire region, it's... You know, it's all the tussle of the day and the explosion and who's fighting who. But like Syria. Syria is a failed state, and we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Well, they have very little impact on us. I mean, Syria is a satellite state of Russia now. And Russia has their largest deep water port, you know, in off Damascus, I believe. It's in Syria. Anyway, I'm not sure exactly where it is.
And another issue is, I'd like to see the British get involved in this mess. Great Britain had a huge hand in creating the current modern situation in the Middle East.
Sure.
But yet we don't hear a word about them.
Balfour
Why
Declaration
aren't there British peacekeeping troops getting ready to go on to Gaza? Like, if I was Senator Chuck Schumer, that's what I'd be saying. Great Britain, where's your peacekeeping force to go to Gaza?
Right, and the rest of Europe.
But they don't do it.
That you know, helped bring about the creation of the State of Israel. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you know, Netanyahu has gone rogue, and, well.
But American media is too cowardly to point it out.
Yeah.
You know, Israel is not as pure as the wind-driven snow. They've done a lot of underhanded things because they're expansionists. They wanted to dominate the region. They're conservatives.
Yeah. On the other hand, they are a functioning democracy, although the functioning part is kind of questionable
right.
in this
But
era
who's in charge of the Israeli government right now?
Yeah.
Extreme right.
There you go.
And
there
Netanyahu.
Go. Yeah.
All right, Tom, have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Alvin in Berkeley County, West Virginia. Hey, Alvin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. I do love the show. I learned a lot from the show. I wanted to call. It's about the college protest, and you mentioned that you know, there's this belief, and I'm hearing a lot in the news that you know there could be outside influences, and I think for about 4 years I covered a lot of protest marches, you know, sit-ins, vigils, and so forth, anything from Black Lives Matter to you know water rights and you know gas lines and so on, and you know something for me. I didn't talk to anyone there that I didn't know. And if I had someone come up to me and just start chatting it up, I pretty much kept it moving because you just never knew.
Yeah.
And in some cases, I did know there were people that you kind of see people from one to the next to the next. But there is always a possibility that there are outside agitators, and I wouldn't doubt that there are some at the colleges, you know, trying to...
I can tell you, back in the 60s, the guy that had infiltrated SDS from the state police was actually taking classes. And he was, you know, turns out he was in his late 20s, early 30s. I mean, he was way beyond going to college. I don't know if the university had colluded with the state police to put him in a classroom to give him credibility or what the deal was, but, you know, he...
Yeah, I mean, it definitely happened during, you know, For the Vietnam War, those protests that happened for the marches and so forth, for the different civil rights after that. I was doing some photography work for a politician who was at, you know, a rally to stop a plant that was being built called Rockwell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was an undercover cop there. I'd seen him before. And, you know, people were like, why is this guy following people around? I'm like, oh, he's an undercover cop.
Right.
You know, and bringing that up, there was an incident in 2017. I think it was St. Louis. Where there was a cop who was undercover, and he was a black cop, and it was, you know, a BLM-type protest, and it was a horrible decision that was made by the courts. And
was this the Michael Brown stuff?
The cop, it was right around that time, and, you know, the cops, you know, grabbed him, they beat him up, he never had a chance to identify himself, and then when he did, they just kind of let him sweep it by the wayside, and that former officer recently won $23 million, and, I mean, they really messed him up.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it does happen. It's from my perspective, after being at so many of these, and I was never a protester. I was always there to capture images of the story. Something happened to me as a photographer and other things. I just said, you know what, I'm going to try to capture some of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, the takeaway is that there's too many people willing to glom on to the outside actors and not listen to the messages of why people are protesting. We have a pretty good reason. We have pretty good reasons for why people are protesting right now.
Yeah. And that message, by the way, has been largely elided by all the coverage of the violence.
Exactly. You know, there was an image that was taken of Speaker Mike Johnson. He was at Columbia and he was giving his speech about, you know, how violent it was, and there was these photographers that were moving around behind him, and I watched these and I tried to see what the photographers do. It was finally a picture that got published, and I saw it in another group that I follow online, a debate group, and basically they showed over Mike Johnson's shoulder to the crowd of people that were there, which were mostly reporters, you know, and press. And Mike Johnson was talking about how the college was, you know, under siege and this, that, and the other. And you look out, and there was no siege. There was hardly And he sees it happening right in front of him. And I'm like, so that's the kind of images that I take, you know, from within the crowd and looking out, and, you know, because the story doesn't match.
Yeah.
So again, it is possible that they're outside. I won't be surprised when they start naming people, but unfortunately, the rest of the story is going to get lost to that, and the spin is going to be, see, these students, they don't know what they're doing, they're not smart enough, and they brought these other people in. And that's not true, and that's not the story.
Yeah, I'm with you. Elvin, thank you. Thank you for the analysis and for sharing your wealth of experience with us. That was very thoughtful. Appreciate it.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Yeah, good talking to you. 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You're tuned into the place where smart people get their news. Stay with us.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a couple of issues associated with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. All dogs are unique. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Scott in Chicago. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm definitely calling as a knee-jerk reaction to this Time article. It's basically your 7,500-page 25-25 report broken down into about a 15-minute read.
Yeah.
And I think the abortion aspect of it, which you kind of talked about a little bit, is just an appetizer portion of the whole article, or a tapas portion, if you will.
And yeah,
it should basically provide you with your content for the next 6 months. I mean, yet the abortion situation is you've talked about to death, but when you look at the what his comments about, you know, the biggest concern is racism against whites,
right,
and DEI is gone on day one, and his plans for the Justice Department and the people he has in place, like the Russell votes, they basically looked at the first 4 years of the, you know, the administration as of what they're not going to do moving forward, and they have no lion tamers, if you will, coming up in his planned next administration. And I think if the DNC doesn't jump on this report, this news report from Time, what the heck are they doing? I mean, this pretty much, you know, all the things we talk about and we listen to you, you know, regarding which some people might say, oh, that's just Democratic hot air. It is right there in that article in, you know, his answers to the interviewers.
You're absolutely right. The most shocking. Go ahead. Finish your thought, Scott, and then I'll share.
No, I'm sorry, because I'm fired up. But I mean, this is
the most shocking part of the article to me, Scott, was when the interviewer, Eric, whatever his name is, said, you know, a lot of people are quite familiar with all of these policies of yours. Aren't you concerned that Americans are not going to go for this kind of stuff? I mean, this kind of fascist stuff. And Trump said, no, people love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was right.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the part that for me was just, you know, cringe inducing. Scott, I got to
Well, he even said on I think it was a Newsmax phone interview we had a couple nights ago, where the interviewer said, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people that don't like you. And he said, yeah, a lot of people don't like me, but they're still going to vote for me.
That's right. Yeah, and he may be right. That's the thing that's chilling. Scott, thank you. Thank you for the call. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. God bless you again. I agree with you absolutely about your comments earlier in the beginning of your show about the provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I took a lot of history and political science and social psychology and, you know, in civics in junior high school and political science. Anyway, I actually went to Michigan State University for a while, and also I graduated from Western Michigan. But I knew from day one what Trump was all about. And it's beyond me why people are so gullible and naive about this guy. It's got to be complete brainwashing by Fox News and the other right-wing media. But I think that an alert should go out for Roger Stone, because this is definitely in his wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
To be a provocateur and to coordinate the provocateur. So
I agree.
You know, get his picture up there, and also while you're taking pictures, take pictures of these people that just don't fit the mold. You know, their license plates. And,
no, the problem is the research on that isn't going to come out for a couple of weeks, and then the story will be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and if the police, if they are arrested, they should confiscate their iPhones and find out who, you know, get a better idea who they really are. But this is an election for the ages. I mean, you've said it a number of times, you know, peace versus war, democracy versus dictatorship, freedom versus repression, our planet versus mass extinction, future generations with some hope that they'll have a planet versus a planet that's doomed beyond repair. This is an election for the ages, and if you can donate $5 or $10 or whatever to President Biden, well, God bless you all, because we all have to make sure this guy does not get elected.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
Okay, I agree. Thank you, John, for the call. Pete in Chicago. Hey, Pete, what's up? I'm sorry, I've only got about 45 seconds here, Pete, and I know you've been on hold for a while.
Yeah,
you got a quick one?
Quick. It's quick. I've listened to some of your colleagues haranguing on people not voting or voting against Biden because of Gaza. People are not going to be harangued into voting for Biden. And I do not want Biden to turn into Hubert Humphrey Redux.
Yeah,
He's got to come in hard against Netanyahu.
I agree.
He's got to get American military out of bombing.
Yep.
Gaza, and he doesn't do it. He's Hubert Humphrey too. That's what I have to say.
Yeah. Well, you said it very well, Pete, and I agree with your analysis. You know, Robert Reich sent out his Substack newsletter this morning saying, how should Biden respond? And one question was, you know, dealing with Gaza or doing something, you know, pulling out the military. And the other was attacking Netanyahu. I think Biden needs to go after Netanyahu. I think he needs to explicitly call this guy out. Now, I'm sure he's not doing it because that will help Netanyahu politically in Israel. And so there, it's a two-edged sword, Pete, but I agree with your analysis. Thank you very much. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. The Supreme Court justice is colluding with Trump.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.